Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston doctor now has the official approval to proceed with tax-funded research on human embryonic stem cell lines. Dr. George Daly of Children's Hospital Boston is working on 11 of the 13 lines that the National Institutes of Health okayed yesterday. The move follows President Obama's decision last spring to lift the restrictions, but stem cell researchers had to wait for this final approval. Dr. Daly joins us now this morning to talk about what it means for his work. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Prior to the NIH approval, you had to raise private funds to develop stem cell lines, as I understand it, and you had to keep that work separate from the federally funded work. So what does this official nod now mean for the project, and will it speed up research?
There's no doubt it's going to speed up research. For the last 8 years, we've been working under tremendous restrictions. We have been very fortunate here in Boston to have some visionary philanthropists who have been able to donate to our research, and that's kept it going. But it has been very difficult, and in virtually all areas of medical research, the NIH is the major source of support.
As I understand it, even though you said some philanthropists had been coming through with some money to help fund research during this interim period, that money had been tight.
Well, the economy has gotten very difficult, and donations have been drying up. And it's important to remember that this new federal policy certainly is a boost for us, but it doesn't yet answer all of our needs. There's still an important role for philanthropy.
Step back for a moment and tell us what you actually do to develop or derive the stem cells that we're talking about. Where do they come from?
Yes. Well, the stem cells come from the earliest human embryos. These are created by in vitro fertilization clinics, but in virtually every case, there are extra embryos made. These are just tiny clusters of, say, 64 cells, and they're sitting in a freezer, and couples often will make the decision to either dispose of them as medical waste or donate them to medical research. And we receive them, and we can establish stem cell lines. These are the master cells of the human body. They're the seeds that make all of our tissues. These remarkably plastic and versatile cells can become nerve cells and muscle and heart. And there's essentially no disease that won't be touched by these kinds of stem cells in the future.
As I understand it, the NIH chose the lines it considered to be ethically appropriate for tax-paid research. What's that mean?
Ultimately, when we produced the protocols and the documents, they were very thorough. So when couples were looking at this and seeing the scientific opportunities, they were also taken through a very exhausted informed consent process.
But you don't think it'll end the controversy, do you? Is it ethical enough to convince those who oppose human embryonic stem cell research, who say that all embryos are human beings and should not be destroyed, even though the embryos may contain, as you said earlier, only 64 cells?
I think even if you believe in the sanctity of the human embryo and believe that this cluster of 64 cells represents a person, I think most people agree that instead of disposing them as medical waste, which is what most of their fates are, it's preferable to use them in potentially life-saving research.
As I understand it, your lab has about 100 vials of these cells from each batch of the cell lines newly approved for research, already banked and ready to ship out to researchers around the country.
Just yesterday, right after the approval, I've already received 3 requests. So we've gone ahead, we've banked them, and we are ready, and we're eager indeed to distribute them and share these incredibly valuable tools with scientists, not just here in the United States, but worldwide.
Beyond the requests you've already received for the vials of stem cells that you've banked, do you expect a flood now with these new approvals in?
Well, I believe there will get dozens of requests over the next couple of weeks, and we're expecting that there's a tremendous pent-up desire. We know that the National Institutes of Health has already received and even approved 31 grants that are waiting for funding. And I believe that there's at least hundreds of labs that are interested.
Dr. George Daly, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Daly runs the stem cell transplantation program at Children's Hospital in Boston.